Good evening and welcome to the Let's Talk About It with Jenny show.
This broadcast of the PJC Media Network seeks to present wholesome, thought-provoking, and entertaining content. However, the views expressed by the hosts of PJC Media are theirs and theirs alone. They do not reflect the views of this network or its affiliates. Please utilize listener discretion.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to the Let's Talk About It with Jenny White show. Each week, we feature different topics concerning issues that sometimes can be difficult to talk about. These issues concern children and adults who may be autistic, have Asperger's, or have mental disorders of any kind. We will discuss law enforcement and how they interact with these persons. Now, let's start the show.
And good evening again, and welcome to the Let's Talk About It with Jenny White show. And right now I'm going to introduce my co-host, Mr. Coleman. How you doing?
Good. Good afternoon, Jenny White. How are you today?
I'm fine. Thank you, sir. And tonight we're going to be discussing depression, which is a major depressive disorder. It's a common and serious medical illness that negatively affects how you feel, the way you think, and how you act. Fortunately, it is also treatable. Depression causes feelings of sadness and or a loss of interest in activities you once enjoyed. It can lead you to a variety of emotional and physical problems and can decrease your ability to function at work and at home. Depression symptoms can vary from mild to severe and can include feeling sad or having a depressed mood, loss of interest or pleasure in activities you once enjoyed, changes in appetite, weight loss or gain, unrelated to dieting, trouble sleeping or sleeping too much, loss of energy or increased fatigue, increase in purposeless physical activities, inability to sit still, pacing, hand wringing, or slowed movements or speech. These actions much be severe enough to be observable by others, feeling worthless or guilty, difficulty thinking, concentrating on making decisions, thoughts of death or suicide. Symptoms must last at least 2 weeks and must represent a change in your previous level of functioning for a diagnosis of depression. So that's just a small piece of depression. And right now I'm going to introduce to you my guest tonight, and she is Miss Spirit Madden. Hi, Spirit.
Hi, how are you this evening?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you for having me.
Oh, no problem. Thank you for coming. So I'm excited, and I'm sure my audience wants to hear a little bit about depression. And I'm thinking that you know a little bit about it. What do you think?
Well, I know a little bit about depression. My story has a little bit about depression in it, but it's more about arts and culture. But I can share what I know about it.
Okay.
I know that it varies from person to person, and from how severe it is varies from person to person. I'm not a counselor, but some people get very depressed. very blue. They can't get out of bed. They have trouble doing normal things that are normal activities for the rest of us, like laundry or washing their car. Some people have a hard time concentrating. And making choices, and so that can also be called depression. At some point in my life took medicine for depression, and mine was just for, I think, to stabilize the chemicals in my brain. I didn't really suffer from the blues. I just had, when I described my symptoms to the woman, she said, "Oh, that sounds like depression." So that's about as far, that's about as much as I've learned about it. And then just feelings of sadness that don't have to be related to depression at all. You can feel sad for other reasons.
Okay.
But if you'd like me to share my story, yeah. Oh, go ahead.
Yes,
I'm sorry.
Please.
I didn't want to rush. I don't want to rush
no.
you.
No. Go ahead.
I was just going to say I can share my experiences in the context of what I was going to talk about, but you hadn't gotten to that part yet.
No, however you want to do it. You're the guest, and this is your show.
Oh, okay. So I was in my late 20s, like 28, between 28 and 30, then 32. And I had an interest in being in the entertainment industry, and this was after working as a temp. And they sent me places like Motown Records, as a temp. They sent me to Paramount Studio Lot as a temp. And so I started to get inclined a little bit, interested a little bit in it. And I went to a Michael Jackson music video audition for the Attack on America. And I didn't get the part. And I was oh so sad. But
okay.
I think I got over it in a couple of weeks. And then I went to another audition, and I did get the part. It was in a commercial for a restaurant. But at the same time that all this was going on, I was facing some normal things that we go through in life, like disappointment about love or disappointment about a poor performance on a job. And then I was also
so how did your commercial come out?
Oh, the commercial came out okay. It was a the name of the restaurant was the Delta King. And it was like a boat, but it's a restaurant on a boat in the downtown Sacramento, California. And the commercial was on a boat. It came out okay. It was the first thing I'd ever done, and in front of a camera. Besides the plays that I was in high school, so. Also, I lived with my father when I was in college, and I had been waiting years to reconnect with my mother. And I think that I may have been a little depressed about that when I was younger, but I was reconnecting to God and to my mother and to a part of my life that I had not paid a lot of attention to at that time. And so I was kind of vulnerable a little bit, not vulnerable, but just sort of malleable. I don't know what it is when you're reconnecting, but you also have depression, but you also are drawing closer to God. So all of these things were going on while I was going to these auditions, and I kept getting no's. And this was, like I said, from age 28 to 30 to 32. And I couldn't figure out why.
Well, can
I
ask you if you had an agent? Did you have an agent?
No.
That was helping? Okay.
No, that could be why. That actually could be why I kept getting no's. I didn't have an agent, no. Okay. So, what else? Oh, so, I became frustrated, but not anything that's too frustrating, just frustrated. You know how we all go through life and things usually work out and we don't have too much too much interference.
Sometimes they do, and sometimes they don't.
Whose life is that? It goes the way that they play it all the time.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean everybody, you know, has you know, ups and downs.
Right.
Now let me ask you, you know, and you can continue the story. Have you received any therapy through the years?
Oh yes, I have.
Okay.
I've been to see a couple of counselors. And this helped me a little bit. One woman was really nice. She was concerned. She thought I should go see extra counseling.
Now,
but I have had help with it.
Has anyone in your family had depression? Your mom, your father?
Not that I know of, no. No one's spoken about it either. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, you can continue.
Okay. So anyway, I'm going about my life, and I started to notice a lot of animals, and they all happened to be tigers. And I noticed them in clothing. I noticed them on the cover of books. I noticed them on food at the grocery store. I noticed them in films. And I didn't think much about it. I just noticed it. I noticed that there were a lot of tigers everywhere. I don't know. I like tigers, so I didn't feel a particular way. But then I started to experience a lot of pressure, abnormal pressure to do things differently than how I do them. And
can you give us an example?
Well, yeah, just extra energy. Like I had extra energy, and things that I did, I went to Match.com to go on a date. I don't usually do that. And I wrote a letter to the city council about the businesses that I saw on Main Street. I don't usually do that. It was a positive letter. I mean, it had positive feedback in it, but I don't usually do that. And then I wrote a lot of letters to celebrities, not a lot, a few letters to celebrities, like fan letters. I don't usually do that.
Okay.
So anyway, I was just going about my life, and what happened? Oh, I think I might have written a letter to the ACLU. I was concerned that I wasn't getting anything done in my professional life. In my income, as the way that my income goes, I was concerned that I wasn't getting anything done. So I think I wrote a letter to them, but they didn't have anything really to tell me. So I'm getting to the middle end, sort of. I lived in Montana at the time, the state of Montana, which has a lot of ranches, and I have the University of Montana, Montana State University, and it's few other small universities, but it's pretty rural, and the people are very nice, but there's not a lot of industry there. I think most people are self-employed or they work for the university or state office.
Can I ask you a question about Montana?
Yes.
Are there a lot of African-American people there?
There are a handful.
Okay.
There are a handful. I met several. I met maybe about five or six African-American people while I was there. But out of a town of about maybe 13,000 people, maybe less than that, maybe about 10,000 people. I don't know what percent is African-American. So there were very few, but they were in really nice positions. One was principal of the high school. One was owner of the youth hostel. One was a minister at the resort, the Big Sky Resort. A few of them were teachers. So nice people. And then I returned to Virginia, and this is when President Obama was elected to office, and I did some volunteering for his campaign while I was in Montana. I went door-to-door and asked people to vote for him. And believe it or not, there were tons of vote for Obama signs all over everywhere.
Oh, okay.
I was amazed. Vote for President Obama, just the signs stuck on people's lawns and hanging out of people's windows and stuff like that. There are maybe about 4 or 5 Indian Native American reservations in Montana, though, so I don't know if that has anything to do with it. But let's see. So I get back to Virginia, and they're filming. They have Hollywood filming there, to my amazement. They're filming Lincoln, the movie Lincoln about President Abraham Lincoln, and Linda Carter, who played Wonder Woman on television, is in Fredericksburg speaking at a lecture. And I went to an art show with Daphne Maxwell Reed, and I saw her photography. She's a nice lady. She was the mother on Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. But I couldn't say much to her because I was very intimidated, and I figured out that I was intimidated by celebrities, by movie stars, which I didn't really previously have before. But, you know, I wanted to be more social, and I couldn't. So, let's see. I guess I come out of my depression a little bit, or maybe not come out of my depression since it wasn't my major struggling, but... they filmed Mercy Street, PBS, public television station. PBS filmed Mercy Street in Virginia, Richmond. And they filmed Turn American Spies, which I think is on the AMC channel. They filmed that in Richmond. And in 2014, Meg Ryan and Tom Hanks came to Petersburg, Virginia to film the movie Ithaca. So I was really touched by it. I didn't know really how to react. I'd experienced a lot, not more than I'd say normal people experience, but just a lot of setbacks and disappointment. And so to see them filming there was quite something for me. But someone explained to me that I was denied, that my interest in entertainment was, and then it was restored with the filming there in Virginia. And that's why they
were
there.
Wait a minute. Your what was?
My interest in being in entertainment and being an actor was denied.
Okay.
Someone told me that it was denied, and that's why that they were filming in Virginia, because someone had noticed it. And someone I had written a letter to had noticed it, and that's why they were there filming. And
because
you know,
wrote a letter?
Somewhere in there, I was writing letters to celebrities, and I wrote a letter to the, you know, I wrote a letter to Bozeman City Council, and so I probably wrote more letters. I wrote a letter probably to, maybe to a movie star or someone who worked in the Clinton administration. My father told me he experienced a lot of animosity. My father just died this year in January.
Oh, I'm sorry.
And
me too.
I was sad to hear it. He told me he experienced a lot of animosity about me while I was in Montana, and that he felt that it was a little bit too much, that it was abnormal, and so
what was abnormal?
He experienced a lot of animosity, like shunning from people. Maybe what's with him or that kind of thing, or like maybe
was he also depressed?
I don't know. I've never heard him speak of depression. But
okay.
Yeah. So it was restored. Whatever had happened is restored, and there's more to it, but I would have to maybe another time explain it. It was just there's something that I've wanted to share for a really long time, so I thank you, Jenny, for letting me just talk about it on your show.
Oh, absolutely.
No one's ever heard me talk about it from my perspective, and you know, because I'm not wealthy, and so they don't really can't relate. But it's just been hard on my heart for a long time, and I've not been able to make any money. Normally, I'm college educated. I went to Hampton University, and I have not made more than $12,000 a year. No, I'd say $15,000 a year for like 10 years.
Wow.
So it's dragging me down. I'd like to like unhide myself and get out there and just talk about what I'd like to do and reconnect to people, reconnect to my culture. I'm African-American, part Native American. And a little bit of it was just that I didn't reach out to African-American people for so long. I mean, I always reach out. I reached out to Montel Williams in there somewhere and Oprah Winfrey and some other people. I always reach out because I am African-American, but I just didn't for so long, you know, I sort of shut down a little bit. So that's something, that might be a side effect of depression that people can learn, that maybe not to shut down. When you feel like shutting down, do the opposite. Call someone or write someone a letter or read a newspaper article and send them an opinion about it. Just anything that pulls you out of your depression into something else that has other people in it. Always good to be around other people so you can talk to them. They can give you feedback. They can ask you questions. You can find out if you're really talking crazily or if it's other things that people have experienced. Also, it's just helpful, you know, to have a voice.
Hi, I've got a question for you. How old are you, if you don't mind me asking?
I'm older now. I'm in my late 40s.
Okay. Have you ever been married? Have any children?
No. That's what I've, you know, no, I haven't.
Oh, okay. Well, something you was interested in? You want a kid? Or?
No, I spoke too soon. I'm sorry. I just meant to answer your question. No, I don't have any children. I'm not married.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, I was just a question. Now, when you had gone to therapy, what clinical diagnosis did they give you other than depression, or was it, you know, just you're depressed?
Just depression.
Oh, okay. All right.
Yeah, I didn't have a major depressive disorder, or I don't know if I would be. I don't know if I'm courageous enough to say it on the air though. What my diagnosis is. She just told me depression.
Now, what condition are you in now? Are you on any medications for depression or?
I do take a small amount of medicine, and I'm always in counseling. It's just a part of my life. I go, you know, every few weeks, and I stay close to you know, wanting to be healthy. It does have to do with other things, though. You have to monitor your diet and also your, you know, you have to exercise. You can't just take
Do you think you're depressed now?
No, I don't think I'm depressed. I think I need to connect with people socially. I think I've been, well, we all have, I suppose, been isolated a little bit from COVID-19. But I think that that's what I lack in my prescription.
You have any pet?
Where I live, we have a kitty. But it's not my cat. It's my landlord's cat.
Okay. Well, we're going to take a short break, and then we'll come back. This is Let's Talk About It with Jenny White Show.
Okay.
Is your food bland and you want to spice it up? Does it taste like something is missing? What's missing is my seasoning, Butch's Bodacious Seasoning, all-purpose seasoning, good on absolutely everything but ice cream. I'm Linda Porter, President and CEO of Butch's Bodacious Seasoning. To get the spice back in your life, call me at 313-393-2738. You won't regret it. Thank you.
Autism affects 1 in 68 children, sweeping all racial, ethnic, and socioeconomic groups. Autism is a lifelong brain disorder that leads to untold challenges to the physical, financial, and social well-being of people with autism and their families. Resources are stretched thin. The Autism Alliance of Michigan, a collective voice for families across the entire state, uses resources to help families battle challenges right here, right now. If you or anyone you know needs help navigating the autism journey, contact the Autism Alliance of Michigan today, 877-463-AAOM, or visit them online at aaomi.org.
As an author, you understand the devastation of someone plagiarizing your work, but what if someone stole your identity? Protect yourself and your family with Identity Theft Protection. Services include credit monitoring, credit reports and scores from all three credit bureaus, social security number, emails, credit cards, bank account monitoring, and social media monitoring from Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and LinkedIn. For more information, call 248-525-7680.
And we're back to the Let's Talk About It.
Okay, and we're back to the Let's Talk About It with Jenny White show. This evening we're talking about depression and possibly the death of a loved one, loss of a job, or the ending of a relationship are difficult experiences for a person to endure. But it's normal for feelings of sadness or grief to develop in response to each of those situations. Those fearing loss often might describe themselves as being depressed. Well, what I would like to ask you, Spirit, is how do you see yourself presently? I mean, okay, I think you have a dream to be an actress. Am I saying that right?
Yes.
You would like to be. Okay, so how do you see yourself today? In June the 4th?
Yes,
this is June 4th, 2021. How do you see yourself?
I see myself as healthy and prepared, but that I need more experience. I need the experience to put on my resume, you know, that I've done it before. But
okay.
I see myself as my age also. I'm not young like the young people. I know a lot of people go into that profession when they're children, and then some people not when they're children, but when they're young enough, you know, between 18 and 25.
Yeah, but they're older people who are have commercials and, you know, choices in certain situations or films or whatever. So it's not like you're too old at this point.
No, I'm not. I want to get out there and do it.
Yeah, but what do you do? Have you written down what you need to do? How do you see yourself right now? Do you have a job now?
I do. I have a temporary part-time job.
Okay. And you're in Maryland, right? Or you're in Virginia? Okay, you're in Maryland.
Yeah. And so I work when I want to. When they call me, I can call in and say yes or no. And then on the days that I say no, I can go to an audition. And, you know, it goes from there, whether they want to call me back to work or not.
Has anyone suggested that you need an agent?
Yes, they have. So I'm also looking for one of those. But I think I need to step up my search a little bit. I've been going through casting agencies, and they give you the listing, and then you do it yourself. Suppose if I had an agent, which was suggested to me last year and previously, it would be easier. They would call me and let me know, or, you know, they would be my contact instead of me doing everything myself.
Right, right. Do you know anyone? I mean, I know you've seen some stars. Did you approach them or no?
Yes, yes, I have. I have approached them. I've gone on several auditions, and we have not connected yet.
Okay.
And I would like to find out why also, because it was something that I had been working on for, interested in. And then there they were in Virginia where I lived. I lived in Petersburg for 8 years. And I went on these auditions and then just nothing. And so I thought that was very bizarre.
Okay.
Even as an extra, you know, I would have been an extra.
Yeah.
So I could put it on my resume.
All right, I've got a question. How was your relationship with your parents and when you were a teenager, you know, when you were growing up? Well, let me ask you this question. Let me ask you this question. Were there any, did you experience any trauma growing up? Any abuse or anything like that when you were growing
up? Yes, I did. I experienced trauma when I was 15. I left Southern California, where I lived with my mother and my stepfather, and I moved to Germany in Europe with my father, who was a single parent. And so I guess that's traumatic for a teenage girl. I was enrolled in school, so I attended school, and I graduated the same age as all of my other peers when I returned to the United States. But I think that I did suffer some trauma being a teenage girl and not being with my mother, being raised by my father during those years. No serious abuse. It seemed like I had to call the police and go live at someone else's home or anything like that. But enough that I stayed out late a couple of times and got grounded. And, you know, my grandmother had to talk to me a few times about my behavior. Are you okay? Are you... You don't seem like yourself.
Have you ever thought about harming yourself?
No.
Okay. How about others? Like, well, maybe you all feel like harming others at one point or another.
No, I haven't had that experience yet.
Okay. Okay. Well, hopefully you don't have that and have to deal with that. Now, do you feel that you don't feel, do you feel accomplished in your, well, in your career?
No, not that much. I feel I'm capable, but I don't feel accomplished, you know. My peers are gold star people, and they're all accomplishers and high achievers.
You have any siblings?
And yes, I have brothers.
Older, younger?
And older. One is older, one is younger. They have their they live with their families, their wives and families.
How's your relationship with them?
It's okay. We keep in touch. We go to family occasions together.
Okay. Okay. Now, what would you, if you had three wishes, what would they be? I mean, it could be anything as far as a better career, more money. What would your three wishes be?
My three wishes would be, one would be to get out of this low-income thing that I've been stuck in for too long.
Okay.
It's like some low-income status that I just can't shake, and I know I'm capable and I can shake it. So that would be my first wish. My second wish would be that there would be less gun violence in the United States. And people would just stop buying guns, stop using guns, you know, with the exception of hunting.
Okay.
That we would have a less violent society. And my third wish would be health and happiness for my friends and family.
All right. Well, those are, you know, three good wishes. Now, did you graduate from college?
Yes.
So you have, what is your degree in?
I have a Bachelor of Arts degree in English Literature.
Have you ever thought about teaching?
No. I just haven't. It's a noble profession. I just, I like to write.
Not interested? Okay.
Not interested in it, yeah.
Well, it sounds like you've got the credentials to make more money, which would ultimately give you more options. And I guess give you a semblance of maybe being more accomplished in your life, being in your late 40s. I guess if you are not living the type of lifestyle that you feel that you are worth or just you deserve, that can in itself be depressing. I mean, I think that there could be a chemical imbalance. Is that something you deal with your depression, chemical imbalance? Has anyone said that?
That's something to consider, though. Just that I don't feel like I could measure up is a reason to be depressed. I'm going to write that down.
Do you have self-esteem issues? You have issues with self-esteem?
I did when I was younger. I don't so much anymore.
Okay.
Maybe I do a little.
Okay. All right.
I'll write those things down.
How often do you do therapy?
Twice a month.
Okay. All right, Jenny.
I'd just like to say if any of the listeners, if you would like to have a comment or make a statement, you can press the 1 on your keypad and you'll be talking to our guest, Ms. Madden. What I'd like to ask you, though, do you have or would you like or not maybe, but is there any other thing that you think you would be happy doing? Yes.
Or everyone. Oh, me. Is there any other thing that I think I would be happy doing? I hadn't thought of it.
You hadn't thought of a second choice?
Working at a magazine.
Oh, okay.
As a research assistant. Yeah.
So have you ever reached out and tried to contact anyone?
No, I haven't yet. I might try getting advice from people who know how to speak to people who have had gaps in their resume.
Okay.
You know, who aren't like super high achievers, like they graduated from Yale and they've worked at the New York Times for 10 years, and, you know, now they work. Because I don't have that on my resume, but I think that I maybe could find someone to speak to about it who could help me with it. Working for a magazine sounds fun.
Okay. Could be fun.
Uh-huh.
So was there any one of those temporary jobs that you did like that you might wanted to stay there?
Yeah, one of them, Mercury Advertising.
Oh, okay.
It was fun. Yeah, it was an advertising firm, and I was collating materials for a project. And it just seemed interesting.
So how long were you there?
I was only there maybe about 3 days.
Oh,
yeah, not long at all.
not long at all.
Right.
But, you know, it was a jazzy environment. They had a, it was open spaces like a loft almost, but they had skylights and lights at the top, and there are those desks with, that are, that have dividers. And it was just modern and hip. The decor was modern and hip. It was neat.
So you think you would be happy doing that? I didn't know that the temp jobs, only 3 days? I mean,
some of them are longer. Some of them are a week. Some of them are 2 weeks. But mine, that particular one at the advertising firm was only 3 days, I think.
Hmm. Okay.
Okay. Okay.
Okay, well, we'll take another break, and we'll be back.
Okay.
This is the Let's Talk About It with Jenny White show.
Okay.
This is Jacqueline Jones Frederick of Jones & Frederick Enterprises, Inc. This incorporation consists of a tutoring business, a tutoring staffing, and a traveling business. We have serviced the community since 2007. Our clients are third graders to college students. We tutor in all academic subjects. Please call Jacqueline at 586-306-5487.
Question, if you write a book, everybody will rush out to buy it. Obvious answer, no. If you were a celebrity or if you had a huge marketing budget, then maybe you can get a lot of exposure for your book. Another solution would be to check out JoeyTweets.com. JoeyTweets.com is a promotion and marketing service with access to over 1/3 of a million followers on Twitter. JoeyTweets.com has 3 packages available to fit any budget. That's JoeyTweets.com. JoeyTweets.com. Get some serious exposure for your books.
Hi, friends. I'm Dr. Mike Spaulding, inviting you to listen to great Bible teaching on the Transforming Word radio show and podcast. All shows are available on iTunes and Stitcher. Search for the Transforming Word and subscribe for notification of new shows. You may also listen to every episode from my website, www.thetransformingword.com. In addition to the Transforming Word, I want to make you aware of my interview, news, and opinion show, Soaring Eagle Radio. If you're interested in engaging conversations related to a variety of topics not covered by typical news media, then check out Soaring Eagle Radio. You may subscribe to the show on iTunes and Stitcher, and you may listen to every episode on my website, www.soaringeagleradio.com. For more information on my ministries, please email me, Pastor Mike, at cclohio.com. Again, that's Pastor Mike at cclohio.com. Thank you for listening to these shows, and please leave me a note when you do. God bless you today.
We'll be back to the Let's Talk About It, Jenny White show.
If you are in need of life insurance, auto or home insurance, or need help in getting out of debt, call your helpful insurance agents at Prime Financial Services. Did you know if you add a child rider to your life insurance policy, you can add multiple children for the price of one, starting at $10,000 worth of coverage for under $10. Call today for a free quote at 313-293-0979. Mention you heard this ad on this show for a free gift.
We're back to the Let's Talk About It with Jenny White show.
And we're back on the Let's Talk About It with Jenny White show. Tonight we're discussing depression. How many of us have had depression at one time or another? I don't know. If you would like to share, you can press the 1 on your pad and let us hear what you've been through. to my guest. So do you think that you will ever get what you wanted?
Yes, I think that I will get some part of it. Just because I don't really believe that I cannot do it. It's just going to take some more effort and more digging deep for resources.
A lot of the stars say that started maybe at a kitchen, you know, doing hamburgers or whatever before they got started or something like that. Do you ever consider doing something like that? Because, you know, everywhere I look, well, I'm in Michigan, but everywhere I look, I see help wanted. And I think for a long time, a lot of these businesses have been, you know, unable to do business. So now that it's time for them to do, you know, get back up and start running, it's hard because they're not having people like they used to before the pandemic came. So, I mean, do you see a lot of those when you are around and about out? Do you see a lot of signs that says help wanted?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
I saw one yesterday at a cafe. Help wanted. And then I actually saw one towards the end of the pandemic in like December at a Boston market. I saw help wanted signs. And I see them quite frequently also.
Okay. So have you ever thought of writing a book?
I have thought of writing a book. I couldn't decide whether I wanted it to be autobiographical or if I wanted to write about something else, like the history of something else and that's American, you know. The history of mountains in America or something. I hadn't figured out the topic yet, but it crossed my mind. I see that a lot of people write books now. So
yes,
I like
but
to write.
But how about you? You never thought about writing a book about your life? Maybe that way you might be able to help someone else who might be going through the same thing you are.
Yes, I have thought of that.
Okay.
Something to consider, Jenny, it is. I'll think about it more. I think I'm talking to you or some, yeah, I'm thinking that it had to be long. But it doesn't have to be long. It can be short.
Right.
The book. Okay.
It doesn't have to have 500-600 pages.
I'm sorry. Okay.
Yeah. You can do, it's just the content. That's what's important. That's what's important. So however many pages that you have, as long as you make them count for something.
Okay.
I think that would be interesting.
Yes, it might be.
So have you recently tried to reach out to anyone?
I have been the whole time. Let's see. Oh, the webinars, the Zoom webinars I have. I go to prayer meetings on Zoom through churches.
Okay.
And sometimes they have lectures. And then I went to a couple of Zoom meetings about the COVID-19 pandemic and about vaccines. And I went to one about the black church before Dr. Gates' PBS special about the black church came out. I don't know if you all are familiar with that.
No,
Dr. Henry Louis Gates, he's a professor up at, in Boston. He did a documentary PBS special about the black church in America, the history of the black church in America. It was very interesting. I enjoyed it. And how the black church has traditionally been about regeneration and resistance, and how it keeps people, it holds people together in difficult times. And I went to a Zoom panel lecture the other day about abuse of power, and that was from a college. So I am reaching out.
Okay.
Maybe if I wrote a book, or if I had, you know, something to talk about that was related, like depression.
Right.
Like if it was related to something cultural, like a cultural activity, or if it was related to women's studies or something.
Yeah, they say that, if I'm not mistaken, that there are more women that have depression than men.
Oh.
So I think if you would write some of your experiences or your thoughts or whatever, if you would just jot them down.
Okay.
And
I'll jot them down.
Yeah. And see how it comes out. And if you see those signs, you never know. If you went to, I'm not saying go to a restaurant, but I mean, you know, I can't think of another one right now. But if you saw a help wanted sign and you wanted to walk in there, you don't know who might come into the restaurant or whatever
restaurant.
It is. You know, anybody could step in there. And you never know. And you would be in a good position to speak to someone that came in there because, you know, you would be working there.
Okay. That's absolutely true.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, you just don't want to sit home and just be blue.
I agree.
Yeah. That'll run you crazy for real. For real. So,
yeah.
You know, you got to get out, be active, do something. You know, if it's not what you want today, work it until you find what you do want. It's available.
Mm-hmm.
It's available, but, you know, it's not going to happen if you just sit on it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you have to work it.
Right.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I have a listener who would like to say something. Hi, listener. How you doing?
And how are you this evening, Jenny White, and your lovely guest? I'm coming in on the tail end of something, but I just wanted to make a comment. Because, you know, because of what we have made, what we have gone through this past, what, about 15 months or so with the coronavirus, and then all of a sudden you have to shut everything down and come into your house, especially if you're an older person, and it will get to you. It will get to you. It's sitting in your house, you know, afraid to go out and don't know how to handle just being home, away from your family, away from everything. So what I started to do was, like, I had to take care of a lot of business over the phone, and it will get to you. So maybe I have to call the bank to see if something's wrong with my checking account. When I'm talking to maybe one of the tellers or something, the first thing, how are you? You know, and I would ask them, well, are you keeping safe? You know, well, yes, I'm keeping safe. Are you keeping safe? And you can try to stir up a conversation with people if I get a chance to go to the store or anything like that, my mask, everything on. How are you? All this, you know. Talk to each one of the customers. You keep safe now, wishing people well. with our mask on. We don't know who we're talking to. Mm-hmm. And people started to respond, you know. It pulled me out, and it made me feel like my day was worthwhile, you know, something like that. You have to a lot of times reach outside yourself when you're depressed. Or maybe, you know, change your diet a little bit. Do something different mm-hmm. every day and make your day count for it. Because in depression, you can lose some years, you know, just to
That's
say something,
truth.
You know.
That's the truth.
Can, and when you look up, you're older, and you haven't made any headway at all. Now, that will send you into a tailspin, you know.
Yes.
But to know what,
okay,
you can write things down the way you feel, you know. It's nothing wrong with being depressed. What you do with what you have in
okay.
hand. And when I talk to you, like I call, maybe I call us, hey, how you doing? Are you doing good over there? You know, I wake up everybody. Are you doing no good over here? How you doing? You know, how's so-and-so over here? So, hey, I just call to check on you to see how you're doing over there. Things like that, you know. Sometimes I feel like I'm being a nuisance, but they say, Lucy, you're the only one calling, you know, something like that. But you reach outside yourself. Reach outside yourself. And say, well, I'm thankful that you call. Thankful for this. You know, how you doing over there? How's your family? Because, well, we have lost an awful lot within our community. I'm not putting anybody else's community down. We've lost an awful lot, you know. And just
That's
talking
true.
To people, making conversation. One time this guy was going to the supermarket when I was there. He was trying to get around. I said, hey, you're doing good over there. He said, yeah. Then he stopped to tell me all his problems about what he had gone. He had some hip surgery and all that. I said, you're doing good. Well, you know, I've got to do this and I got to do this. I said, you're doing very good. I said, you're more braver than me because I'm not going to let him chop on me, you know. But you're doing good, you know, laughing. He's out to talk and talk and talk and talk. And I'm standing there in the grocery line, you know. And but, you know, you'd be surprised. That interaction pulls you outside of yourself. You're not the only one going through a lot of things, you know.
That's true.
And well, I said, hey, well, keep safe now. You know, one time this policeman stopped me, you know, and he said, well, Miss, you was going pretty slow in a 45-mile, traffic, you know. I don't want you to get hurt. He came to the side of my car. I had my mask on. I said, well, sir, I was thinking, doing a lot of things, especially when you pulled up behind me and you were following me. I was thought that you wouldn't stop me. And he said, well, no. He said, but I said, well, okay, I'll speed up. He said, okay. And then I looked at him. I said, and where is your mask? He said, it's in the squad car. I said, listen, we need each other. You need me and I need you. We got to keep safe, you know. He said, you're right about that. And then, you know, I drove up and I beat it to the house. I don't want no ticket, you know. But just talk to people like they're people. Talk to them. It helps you to come out of yourself. You know, and sometimes people respond, sometimes they ignore you, fine. But you keep yourself, instead of focusing so much on yourself, you're out there talking to people, letting you know that you're still alive and they're still alive. That's the only thing I wanted to say. And
yes,
I think
ma'am.
You're doing well, you know. And you can reach your goals. You have to look around and say, what do I have here in this house that will help me? What do I want to do with my life? How can I do the best with my life right now before going, going out. And you start writing things down, what you want, your thoughts, what you know, how would you handle this problem? Suppose this happened in that situation that you're trying to pursue. What would you do? You write it down, and you get it all in your mind as to what you want to do. And then you act it out right where you are so that when the opportunity presents itself, you're ready for it. And we can all do that. We have to use what's at hand. And that's all I wanted to say, and to encourage you, not to, you know, but just to encourage you. You still have a lot to offer, even pent down like we are. Maybe someone let
you
down and all that. You still are a person. You still have a right to what you want to do in life as long as you have breath in your body. And that's the way I see it. Thanks so much, Jenny White, for helping me to let me sound off as usual.
Well, I appreciate that. And
and I hope it's encouraging to her.
Because
depression can take you down. Well, we've had so many suicides, people just giving up and just killing themselves. No, you have a right to life. You have a right to life. Everybody gets depressed. Everybody gets tired.
Mm-hmm.
You have
at
a right to life.
One thing the minister said,
he said, keep talking. You have to talk. Even in a marriage, when a marriage goes bad, maybe you're not speaking. Do you want to have, what do you want for breakfast? He still ain't speaking. Or he, she still ain't speaking. Well, do you want this? Do you want that? I think I'm going to make you, if you want to eat biscuits this morning, I'm going to make you some biscuits. Keep talking. As long as you can keep talking. Something's going to break. And that's it. Thanks so much.
Okay.
Well, that bye-bye. Was a good one, caller.
Thanks
I
so
like
much.
That.
I'm so glad. Keep talking and keep writing. Keep this working it out. Thanks so much.
Thank you. So what do you think, Spirit?
I thought that was wonderful what she said. I appreciate her comments that I'm still a person, and as long as I have breath in my body, I can still try.
Oh, yes. Always.
Yeah.
Always. Okay, well, yeah. Let me tell you. Our time is up. How about that? I think
okay.
It was worthwhile. And would you like to give us a last comment or anything that you like that has happened? What do you think?
I thank you for giving me time on your show, Jenny, to talk about it. It's really been a gift.
You know, can I ask you that whenever your situation changes, that you would come back on the show and let us know?
Yes, I will.
Okay. Okay. So, my co-host, Mr. Coleman, what do you think?
Well, I'd like to thank our guests for being on the show, and I also like to say that, you sound very pleasant when you smile. I can, hear the smile in your voice. You know, you perk up there.
Right.
You know, so that's nice to hear you in that state of mind. And depression is real. I think a lot of people are walking around depressed, undiagnosed, and especially with the pandemic in the past year with a lot of people, working from home and being stuck at home. You know, there's been a lot of people that have, gain weight, because of lack of activities, but, being home, walking from the workstation to the kitchen, and it's just, it's serious, and I think that there are a lot of people that, haven't been to therapists or, gotten a consultation regarding their mental health. And I think that it's important. So I appreciate you shedding the light and sharing your story. And definitely things change when you're in. I'd definitely like for you to come on back and share them with us in the audience. Thanks again.
Yes. And yes, I would like to say never talk down on anyone's situation. Because in a blink of an eye, you could be walking in their shoes. So I think that's,
okay.
That's pretty good. So with that having been said, I thank you once again, Ms. Madden, for coming in and talking to us. And
you're
hopefully
welcome.
Have found something that you can kind of work with. And the next time you're on the show, that you're going to tell us how happy you are now. Okay?
Yeah.
Okay. So I'd like to tell my audience, this has been the Let's Talk About It, the Jenny White Show. And this is good night. Have a great weekend. Talk
good
to
night.
You next Friday. Good evening.
See you next Friday. Good evening.
Bye-bye.
Bye.